Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Marvel cooks with meals to astonish. DC announces DC KO fight lineup. Abrams heads to Lunar. This is Comic Book Club News for September 2nd, 2025. This December, Marvel is cooking up a heady stew of superhero tales to feed your cravings with Meals to Astonish, number one. The one-shot will collect the Test Kitchen Infinity comics by Michelin star chef Paul Espach and artist EJ Sue, as well as brand new appetizers, stories, by Steve Orlando, Ken Nomura, and more. The stories included focus on Daily Bugle food critic Chet Chakowsky and Peter Parker heading to a restaurant opening, which is interrupted by the Rhino. Then in the Test Kitchen Infinity comic, based on the real restaurant at the Avengers section of Disney Parks, Chef Anna Ayama becomes personal chef to Tony Stark. And finally, in Jeff's Table, Jeff the Land Shark gets into a mess in the kitchen. Meals to Astonish number one hits stores on December 3rd, 2025. DC KO is about to hit the DC Universe harder than a very hard punch. And when the tournament-style event arrives, it will thrust 32 contenders into the arena to figure out who will be crowned King Omega, the only one strong enough to take down Darkseid. While we don't know the one-on-one matchups yet, we do finally know who all 32 contenders are, thanks to the full reveal of Dan Mora's variant cover for DC KO number 1. Are you ready? They are... Power Girl, Superman, Lex Luthor, Supergirl, Black Lightning, Guy Gardner, Giganta, Captain Atom, Damian Wayne, Batman, Red Hood, Batwoman, Jay Garrick, Cheetah, Cyborg, Big Barda, Plastic Man, Aquaman, Harley Quinn, Lobo, Connor Hawk, Star Sapphire, Vixen, Zatanna, Metamorpho, Wonder Woman, Swamp Thing, Firestorm, King Shark, Hawkman the Demon, and Starro, aka Jaro. Did your fave not make the cut? That's okay, because these brutal battles may spell doom for some of those involved. The 5-issue series will be written by Scott Snyder, who promises via press release provided to Comic Book Club that, quote, "You have to be merciless to win, and when you're out, you're out." The book will feature art by Javi Fernandez, who will also provide the main cover for the issue. Curious to know more? The issue will hit stores on October 8, 2025, alongside, quote, "bracket breakdowns, fighter spotlights, and early matchup teases of the weeks leading up to launch." Abram Comics Arts is the latest publisher to sign up with Lunar Distribution. That's pretty much the whole news item via ICV2, but this marks the first time in a long time that Abrams will be distributed to comic book stores instead of just bookstores. It's also just the latest big move in the comic book industry, thanks to the bankruptcy of Diamond Comics Distributors, which has left publishers scrambling to sign up with other companies like Lunar and Penguin Random House. Abrams books should be available in comic book stores starting now. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I'm pulling for Jaro. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.